and educational development, especially for young people. The clean sweep, he says, sends a very serious message to an opposition the Prime Minister described as lacking in unity and not having a clear program. Prime Minister Mitchell told me the landslide victory was not a surprise to him.
Some of the victory, the size of the margin, in some cases definitely surprised me. In the case of Alexis, I knew he would have lost, but I did not think that we would have won by that comfortable majority.
Despite charges of corruption against your government, despite you having been forced to call a snap poll because you ended up with a minority government, your party received a ringing endorsement from the electorate. What made that happen for you?
Well, because the people saw through the so-called charges of corruption. I think they realized it was a sham. There were no evidence of support. There were no evidence of any wrongdoing of government. In fact, we provided evidence of wrongdoing for one of the persons who were making the charges, and of course he couldn't respond.
How soon are you going to name your cabinet, and how different will it be from the last one?
Well, I expect to do it very soon, for the latest by Friday, and there would certainly be some changes in the cabinet. There's no doubt that there would be some modification or some change in cabinet positions.
Obviously, Prime Minister, with the NNP controlling all 15 seats, must come the concern of a lack of checks and balances in Parliament on what your government does. How are you going to address this?
Well, I think the responsibilities will fall on